Real quick, I've been forgetting. We do have a voicemail art project, 312 Dry Tofu, that you can call in. If you can't ever make it to a Rye Club, we will play you on stage. And I have a few people that had called in, and I would like to play some of those pieces for you now. So,
thank you. That's never happened before.
I know, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yes.
Tell them the number.
What?
Yeah, Dry Tofu. It's 312-379-8638. So if you have a BlackBerry and you don't know what numbers correspond to what letters, it's 312-379-8638, or Dry Tofu. This is what it spells.
He gave us a poem via the voicemail line.
When you want to write a poem, you've got to come at them with all you've got. You've got to get hot and got to plot on what you're going to do to the reader when you least expects it. You must live to write, love to fight, and fly your literary kite and see what's bullshit and see what soars. Now, if you want it all to rhyme, it's not a crime to take your time and let your words pick and click so you can trick your audience into believing that you know what you're doing. And when I get down, I make sounds that are round and end my sun-glistened stanzas with a solid kick punch. I am a karate chop kite master, building steam, poem faster, and wrapping it in serious with a slow, long line. But it's not done. Still writing this poem and having fun and sending you up on my kite string to see how you fare. You gotta figure it out. What to say, how to play on the senses and expand your sentences with the fat-thumbed carvings of your poetic verse. So in this poem, you gotta show them, gotta blend in every shade of dripping metaphor that's come before in your poem, your fat thumbs sneaking up on the reader who's there admiring your new kind. And you loving your new poem as it crashes to the ground.
You're going, Chris. Okay.
So let's cleanse the palate. Bill?